Right? So on page 10, we see the laws of walking out of the washroom. The question is, what's the status? Right? What's the halachic status of in a washroom situation? So says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you go to the washroom, and you don't go to the washroom, just walk into a toilet room, WC, what's it called? The WC? Water closet, right? Is that what they call them? A WC?
Is
that what they call them in Israel?
Yeah.
European, right?
Yeah.
Right. From the British. So, and you don't, you still have to wash.
I thought it was just washroom. Washroom.
Watch.
So, you know, like in French, they have a
washroom.
Chateau.
Chateau. Oh, I see, like a fancy room or something. Okay. Washroom. So he says, "V'chein mi beit hamirchatz afilu lo rachat sham." Even if, listen to this, you walk into a shower, you walk into a bathhouse, and you don't bathe, you still. What are you talking about? Why? Look what he says. Why? Mishum ruach ra'a shashura ve'ilu ha'makom. Because there's some type of, not tuma, ruach ra'a, some type of, remember, as we discussed before, ruach ra'a that exists. Okay, so the question is, now, this is what's important. The Mishnah Berurah still is not living in the time that we have today. Mm-hmm. Right, Mishnah Berurah didn't live
it's
in
not
that.
So far off.
Not so far off.
Yeah.
Still 100 years ago.
He doesn't mention electricity.
Right, no, he doesn't. Right. So, take a look at the following scenario. What about if, is there ruach ra today in these washrooms and our bathhouses? Two, do you have to wash your hands? You just walk in and walk out? Can you wash your hands? This is very important.
Because it brings it away.
Right? Oh, let's say you have to wash for bread. Can you wash for bread in a washroom? Because it's not going to help you if there's ruach ra in a washroom and just walk out. You didn't help. How to help you? Wash your hands, walked out, you got to wash. That's like a cycle of washing, right? That's only good if you have like an obsessive compulsive.
If it's a shower, not a washroom.
So again, remember, the Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't matter. You walk in and out of any one of those rooms, you have to wash your hands. Even if you don't go to the washroom or bathe or shower, you still have to wash your hands. Just entering into that room requires washing because of tuba. Ruach ra. And this, by the way, I'll give you an example. When I went downtown in Hillel, there's not a wash. The only place to wash is either in the basement floor in the kitchen, in downtown UFT, or in a washroom. There's no other sinks anywhere. So unless you're going to the basement, the only place to wash is in a washroom. Or unless you take the water and go outside, right? But then we saw another problem. Oh, no, that's not an issue. Washing your hands with the water for you. So, okay. All right, ready? Here we go. Let's take a look. It says, Pisgei Teshuva. The Inyan Beit Kisa Bizmaninu. Shatsoa Yishtefet Miyad Yimzerem Hamayim. The first one, when you go to the washroom, there's already water there in the toilet, so there's already less stuff. Danu achronim im dinik beit kisei the parsi she in sholat shom ruach ra v'nichnas l'sham inchav b'idayim. They call this, don't ask me why, a Persian washer. A Persian washer, and the water was removed right away. It's the Persians are very upper class. What?
They had indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing, right?
They say
that. There you go. Just so here we go. Chalparasu Madai, maybe Achashverosh, you know? It was like a plumbing guy, I don't know. No, so, sure. So here we go. Some of these words come out funny, like right there. I don't know what that means, because that's like a bunch of arrows with a sheen around it. If you can figure out what that means, you win a prize. Here we go. Kevan Shatsoa Nisheret Shamzman. Ma, but the problem is, it's still there for a little bit. It's not like instantaneously it disappears. It's still there for a couple minutes. Matzo lichluch shel tzoa meiraglam. And often you do have lichluch that remains, filth that remains on the side of it. Vacheder miyuad, and the room is designated. Miyuchad zotrachav. V'shmo alav. The name is a. Well, it's funny we call it a washroom, but we don't wash in it. Well, listen, they call it in the States bathroom, right? Whether you call it a washroom or a bathroom, neither one of which identify the room that should be referred to as a toilet room or something. I don't know, right? You have to do your throne room, do your stuff room.
If it's a girl's room, they get into a lawsuit.
Right, yeah. So, I don't know, whatever. The Sham owed you. Maybe there's other functions, right? For example, you could shave in there. You could brush your teeth in there. I can't do this, but you fix your hair in there, right? various other functions you could do in the room. There's water washer thing. Oh, mit kalech v'batcha. And again, we're talking about a case like what we're used to, where we not just have a toilet, but also have a shower and a bath. Oh, yesham aron achson terufot v'chazer bazeh. Or you also have, and I think most of us have this, you have medicine cabinet, right? They're like built up on the side there, they have to lift, right? They're a little bit higher up. Everyone has it, right? That's the dentist, right? The medicine cabinet. Or cheder kvisa. This is very Israeli. We'll have their laundry, washing machines upstairs. You don't see that. That's not very North American. Generally speaking, we have our basement on the main floor, right? We have the washroom on the top floor. That's an Israeli thing. Again, go jisham ki or the chazet yadayim. V'chein im asui kima avar likanes the cheder kvisa. Or sometimes you have to go through your washroom to get to your laundry room. Again, that's a very Israeli thing. Hanoheg shelo lito yadav shenichnas l'shan lo osi tzrachav yesh lo milismoch havarmach meret v'la bracha. This leads to a leniency. Since this room is not just a toilet room, I can't imagine any of us here. Very rarely, usually it's in like older houses or super fancy houses. That's usually how it works. But they have a room that just has a toilet. Usually it's a much, much older house, right? Like I remember the house that my father, Rav Shon, grew up in, they actually had a room that was... No? Not true. No, there was a small little shower. No, not sure there was a shower there.
But I'm pretty sure my father grew up in that house. So.
Really?
Pretty sure.
Really? There you go.
Was it here?
No.
No, not here, no. Okay.
We can relate to that.
Right? So he says like this. This leads to a kula. So again, if you have no choice, big nafim halacha, people, if you have no choice, that's the only place that you could use to wash for davening or to eat bread. Better to walk out with your hands that are still wet and dry them outside, because if you dry them outside, then you're still like removing the tuma in a certain way. The best thing is to take the water and do it outside. Okay. So what we see from here, you can modern the big because our toilet rooms are multi-purpose and multifunctional. They don't have that same tuma, which a ruach ra that existed. It was only exclusively for a person who needed to facilitate, but it had other functions to it. And I think all of our washrooms today are basically built that way. There's so many other things that you use them for, whether it's to get a Band-Aid, right, or something, right, or talcum powder, whatever it may be, right? Therefore, it's nice to have that same level of ruach ra. And therefore, if you have no choice, you can wash there. Don't make a bracha. You can wash there, but better to have your hands outside and then dry them out there. Better to take the water outside. That's not always feasible to be able to do. Because we have pipes, because the water literally takes it and your tsoa, your excrement, does not even remain in your house. The second you flush that toilet, it's not even in your house anymore. It's in the sewage, right? It's out. It's out of your pipes. It's gone. It's not like the public, I guess, stenches that they used to have, because they would literally... You ever seen those like construction...
Porta-potties?
They're like unbearable, right? Or like even going on an airplane. Oh, in an airplane. There you go. That's a good modern day example. On an airplane, I've yet to see in a shower on an airplane. Maybe, I'm sure, super fancy ones maybe, right? But like, that's no, exactly a good example.
It's United Arab Emirates.
They have showers? Yeah, there you go, see? If you walk into a room that has a shower, you don't need to actually wash your yadayim. Unless you took a shower. V'chein muto lito yadayim mikiyur asher sham. You could even wash from the sink there. Oh, sorry. If you then walk into a room that never is a washroom, it's only used as a shower or a bath. Let's say you had a room that was like that. Let's say you're in a schwitz. Let's say you're in a... You're fancy in your fancy house. You just have like a shower room?
A JCC change room
where you're not... There's no toilet there. In such a case, there's no chova at all. to wash. You could even wash your hands lechatchila, such from the taps, from the faucet, even for bread. Mutar, and even mutar lehar shama divrei Torah. You could even have hear her divrei Torah, right? Okay, what exactly your hurim is for another conversation. But I want to show you that. V'dag, ki yesh eshev lechatchila lito yadayim b'kiyor shemit hakise im yase vilon. He says, if you put a curtain between the two, then you know, if you put a curtain around your the toilet, then you could even use the rest of the room, lechatchila, as a place to wash with. Anyways, I thought that was a fascinating how modern-day plumbing has an impact on halacha.
So we continue on Monday in the Shvitz?
So listen, you know, whatever, Josh, you can...
Your Shvitz!